We've all been there, rummaging through pipes, dodging man-eating Venus flytraps, grabbing coins, fighting hammer-slinging turtles, and stumbling upon polka-dotted mushrooms, eating them, turning into giants, and going on full-blown rampages.
Relatable.
Huh? Wait, what? Huh?
Super Mario. He eats the mushroom, he gets big and strong.
He eats the mushroom, he gets big and strong. Yes.
Schedule 35 is kind of like the Super Mario mushroom, but for your mind.
Okay.
Schedule 35 will send you precisely measured microdoses of psilocybin that you can take daily to enhance your day without seeing, well, man-eating Venus flytraps.
Oh, okay. There is an emerging movement around psilocybin, and it's proven to help with mental health, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And studies have shown that psilocybin works by creating new neural networks in the brain, which help boost focus, creativity, mood enhancement, and help fight addiction.
I've had friends with PTSD who have used psilocybin and said it completely changed their life. Pretty cool.
And Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently operating in the space. All products come with guides that make microdosing easy to understand.
All customers will need to be age verified, 19 plus in Canada and 21 plus in the U.S. They will receive an invite code.
Oh, so I probably have to prove my age. Let me get out my...
Adel, you're 60.
Driver's license. Okay, fair enough. For all of our products and to get an invite code, visit www.schedule35.co. Our goal is to destigmatize and re-educate on the science and real-world benefits of psilocybin, as well as making it accessible for everyone. Because mentally, sometimes I'm like, you know, the princess is in another castle, and I can't deal with that. I need something.
Amen, Mario. Aaron, how do you say it? Is it Mario or Mario?
Marry me.
Oh, okay. Aaron,
something's on the right. So get 15% off with code RIDDLE at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co and use code RIDDLE.
And when you use Schedule 35, you're gonna win. Right?
Right? Yeah, that's right, yeah. For that thing.
You're gonna win? Yeah. Hey, you horny little ding-dongs.
What?
Guess what, huh? I'm talking to the audience here.
Yeah.
I know.
Wait, are you a horny little ding-dong?
Well, I like to think I am.
Hey, horny little ding-dongs. What are you hearing right now? It's Hey Riddle, but it's not on the day that it normally comes out.
What the what?
That's because we are giving you a sneak peek of one of our favorite Patreon episodes, and we hope that you really enjoy it. This is one that we call Public Access TV.
Mm-hmm. And we hope it's a little Hansel and Gretel morsel, a little tidbit that's going to lead you to the gingerbread house that is our Patreon, because inside our gingerbread house is not only a witch in an oven. Yes, we admit they're there.
You're being really mean to me right now.
Ooh, Aaron, someone's got a witch in the oven.
Aaron, you're the oven. JPC's the witch.
I know.
But there's not only a witch in an oven. There's 40-plus episodes of bonus content of just all kinds of different ideas of episodes. There's all of our live shows. We have our D&D campaign, mm-hmm. which is one of our favorite things we've ever done.
We have an episode with our significant others. We have an episode mm-hmm. with my parents on it. And I hate that I'm not lying here. All of my favorite episodes are over there. We have a lot of really exciting stuff in it. We also have a multiple tiers, so you can give $1 and get mm-hmm. our newsletter, or you could and be a part of our Discord, or you could. Is that true?
I don't know.
Okay. Or you can be a part of our review crew, which you get an hour-long live stream with us every month, which is always an absolute blast. And then also we review something that you vote on. Like we've done Lost before, we've done Riverdale. It's all sorts of fun.
So check it out if you like this episode. We're at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.
And so many people have told us we do too much for the Patreon. They say you should charge more money. We're not going to, but get in now.
Get in now before we get
before
insane.
Before we burn out.
Also, this episode, truly, I think it's underrated. This might be the most fun I've ever had recording a Hey Riddle Riddle episode. So
this
we
bumper?
Hope you enjoy it. No. You called me an oven.
Yeah, this sucks. This rules. Enjoy the show.
Bye.
Clue Crew.
Old habits. Here we go.
How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzle and riddle? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hey Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Aaron, wake up. Aaron, wake up.
What are you doing?
I had a bad dream.
Go back to your bunk bed with JPC.
I don't want to. I think he's the reason I had a bad dream.
Why? Was he trying to get into your dream again?
He was. I'm on the top bunk, but he was somehow hovering above me.
Well, that's just how JPC sleeps.
He puked in my mouth.
Well, that's just how JPC sleeps.
I'm tired of you saying that. Aaron, do something about it.
Well, that's just how JPC sleeps.
He's behind me, isn't he?
Yeah. JPC?
You're sleeping, bitch. You're still asleep.
What?
I'm in your dreams. I don't wake up.
What happened?
We're in a studio. We're recording a Patreon episode.
Adel, you fell asleep. What? Bitch.
Wake up.
Jesse Pinkman? How we doing?
I'm good. Have you seen that Breaking Bad movie?
Yes.
Was it good?
I thought it was great. It's very, it deals with like some pretty, it's pretty much minutia.
Okay.
Where it's like, I don't know. I don't want to say the stakes are low. The stakes are high, but it's just like he has one simple goal, which is I'll say it on air. He basically has to like get enough money for something.
Yeah.
And so it's like 2 hours of him trying to like get enough money. And it's actually great, I thought. But it's very slow. I think a lot of people might complain about it being slow or like not having enough of it's not dynamic enough, but I thought it was great.
Would I like it if I never saw the show Breaking Bad?
Probably not. Well, you'd probably be like, that was fine, but you would enjoy a lot of the callbacks and the...
Would I like it if I never saw the show Breaking Bad, but I was a huge fan of those vitamin water commercials?
Absolutely.
Then I have to see!
Would I like it if I've never seen the show Breaking Bad and I love the movie The Family Stone?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Very cool. That's interesting to me.
Well, it's interesting to me that you two brought up that movie, which is Watching Entertainment, which is what this Patreon's about.
Sleeping?
In terms of, no, come on, wake up.
I'm up.
I was talking to someone the other day, and they were telling me about public access TV in their city.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen any public access TV. I know that there's the Chris Gethard show, and that's about all I know.
Wait.
Did you ever watch public access TV?
Yes, and I'm going to look up the name of the exact show that I watched.
I've only ever watched, I think, a couple episodes of the Chris Gethard show. I watched that episode where some celebrity was in a dumpster for the entire episode.
I think it was John Hamm. No, was it John? Can't be right. Maybe it was.
Was it John Hamm who was in the dumpster?
I think so.
I can't remember who. No, it was not. I think it was an older person.
Okay.
I think it was Kevin Spacey.
Okay. This was like yesterday, right?
Yeah, this was yesterday.
In Hollywood's dumpster.
There's an episode of the Chris Gethard show and where Jason Mantzoukas and Paul Scheer were on the episode, and there was a celebrity in a dumpster on stage with him throughout the entire episode, and then they were trying to guess who the person was. Ooh, it was someone who was in a Spider-Man movie.
What if I told you?
No, don't say who it was, because if people haven't seen that episode, I don't want to spoil that.
I was going to say, what if I told you I pulled it up and not a single search tells who it is?
Oh, good. Well, go watch that Chris Gethard episode, by the way, because if you haven't seen his show, it's a public access show, and that episode is one of the best episodes of television.
I found the name of, okay, so in high school, you didn't have to eat lunch in the cafeteria. I mean, you're supposed to, but I never ever did.
Why not?
Because it made me anxious. No, I mean, I did for the first couple of years, but when you're a junior and senior, they care less. So I would either go and sit in one of my teacher's favorite rooms with some of my friends, and she didn't care. Or
This is one of my favorite rooms in the school, because the magic in this room is so deep, Erin.
Or we would go to the green room at our high school in like the drama club area, and we would watch a TV show that was on called Ra Ra with Laura. And it's this woman doing this one woman show, and it is a fever dream, and it's online. Look up Ra Ra with Laura. She is something
else. Live? Was it live?
Yeah, it was like she just had her own show. It was
true
insanity. I think it like shaped who I am as like a comedian, and I'm not even kidding. I'm going to show you two seconds of this, so you have an idea of this absolute fever.
The Ra Ra Laura show?
Ra Ra with Laura.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ra Ra with Laura show. Same old song.
He seems like a Gilda Radner character.
Yeah, it just truly feels like a Gilda Radner character. She's nuts. I love her. And she was in our local parade once. And we were all like, Laura! Anyways, love local access TV.
So what I want to do, since I've never seen any, do you call it public access, local access? Is it all the same?
Yes.
Are you Canadian?
PBS. I am not.
Then fuck off.
But Seth Rogen is. Seth Rogen is my man.
Yes, he is.
So what I thought to do is to, I'm going to tell you the titles of some real public access TV shows.
Fun.
And I just want us to create what we think they were.
Love it.
Can I ask,
yeah,
as a concept, what is local access / public access? Because nowadays, like, there are no local channels anymore, right?
Not there, local still are.
Access there is because channels. I think there's, I lied, there's another public access show I've heard of but never seen. I think it's called Chicago-Go.
Okay.
And I think there's like musicians on and they do sketches or something. I don't
really
know. Yeah, it's called Chicago-Go, but I think it's still on.
But it's local access. You have to have like a dish to get it, or like a bunny ears or whatever, like an antenna.
I'm sure it started as like giving a voice to the people in town if they wanted to talk politics or talk about what the, you know, streets being needing to be potholes being filled.
I just don't know how it worked. I know nothing about it. I know nothing about it. And I don't remember it from growing up, so.
It's fascinating. Like, because it's like the lowest budget thing you can have that's on TV.
Okay.
So I'm going to read, what I'll do is we'll each host one. We might host a couple, depending on time. But what I'll do is I'm going to give you three titles in a row. I pulled up an alphabetical list, so your titles will be probably alphabetical. You choose which one you want to do. You'll be the host of that, and the other two of us will be your co-host.
And these are all real.
These are all real. And I'll give the name and then also where in the U.S. this took place.
Love this.
Does it have a year associated with it as well?
It does not. So some of these could still be on the air.
Interesting.
Interesting. Who wants to – anybody want to volunteer to go first? Otherwise, I'm going to
pick.
Yeah,
I'll volunteer. Aaron, to go first.
I'll go first.
Aaron, here are your choices. Alternative Views from Austin, Texas. The Average Guys TV Show. Caught in the Act, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Fuck.
And Average Guys was from Duluth, Minnesota.
Wow, these are all really good.
So those three, I'll also add in.
No.
No, because these are already so good.
Add in three more.
Caught in the Act in Virginia.
Okay.
That's what you're doing, Caught in the Act. And
The Average Guys, I think it's the title is funnier than what we could do with it.
Is this a one-woman show?
No,
it's, we're going
to be. It's all three of us.
Okay.
But Aaron's the main host.
Oh, wait, do I want to do Average Men?
I think do Caught in the Act.
Okay, ready? Welcome back to...
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Caught in the Act. Oh, well, welcome back to Caught in the Act. I'm here, as always, with my husband.
Thomas Pinochet.
And I'm also here with the man... that my husband this week caught me cheating on him with. Introduce yourself.
Richard Pinochet.
And as you already probably guessed it, this week is awful interesting. Mm-hmm. It's interesting something awful.
This week, as it is every week, it is my brother.
I said I was sorry. I don't know what else to say.
I don't want to even talk to you.
Let's
right
not
now,
get
Robert.
Ahead of ourselves. We have to go in the order that my producer says we have to go in. First, we're going to do a quick, how was your week?
Well.
My week was great.
Well, hold on now. Let me start. Thomas Pinochet kicking us off. My week started out great. I went to work on Monday after putting... the past week behind me.
Tell them where you work.
Starting on Friday, I work at
Pinochet and Pinochet Law Firm.
Pinochet, and Trebuchet.
You do divorce. They're divorce lawyers.
We are divorce attorneys.
Divorce attorneys.
And I put last week in my wife's infidelity behind me, went to work, came home for an early lunch, found my brother, Robert Pinochet.
Halfway into your wife.
Halfway into bed with my wife. Week ruined, pretty much, at that point. And now it is Tuesday afternoon and we are doing the show. So that's been my week so far.
My week started off fairly slow. Was at work, was working on some cases. Work. Then it picked up. Went over to see my brother, but I must have missed him at the office. So I found... his lovely wife instead, mm-hmm. and decided to stay over, and things took a turn for the good.
And first, I went halfway inside him, and then he returned Bing. The favor. And you know what?
Carolyn, how was your week?
It was so-so. And I'll tell you why, okay? Mm-hmm. First half of my week, dull. I just had a conversation with my husband where we're like, we're going to start anew. This week is a new week. We have that sign above our bed, don't we, that says every day is a new day.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I can make a new choice. But the first half of my week, dull, dull, dull. Dull as a pile of bread.
We have a sign above our toilet that says if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it mellow.
And our bread here is famously
He wrote that in pen above our toilet. It's not as much of a sign. Normally I get my sign from Home Goods, hang them all over the house. Makes
Looks
people feel
bad.
Homey.
Real shaky letters with that pen. You didn't steady yourself.
I was trying to balance.
Real shaky letters. I was always the one with penmanship, wasn't I?
But the second half of the week, I was able to go halfway in somewhat. Yeah. And then halfway out,
I do also enjoy how we call the first half and second half of the week when we're referring to Monday and Tuesday.
Those are the only days worth mentioning. After that,
it's just
every
screaming.
Week you go, tomorrow is going to be Monday. We're going to make tomorrow Monday again.
I say,
beginning of a week, new marriage, new week.
I say, after the debauchery of a Tuesday, I say, tomorrow will be a Monday.
We famously all have Garfield tattoos that we got on the night of your wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We all in different locations. Mm-hmm. Mine is on the inside of my cheek.
I got mine in Cabo.
And I got mine on the inside of his cheek.
I have two.
Yeah, butt and...
Sometimes I like to put my tattoos in other
butt
people.
And mouth.
If I don't have room. All right, now it's time for our favorite segment here in Caught in the Act. Honey, where does this week fall on the list of the most traumatizing things you've seen me do?
Get a divorce. You two should get a divorce.
Did this crack the top 10?
Can't afford it. This is the... I would say that this week
work
has been...
Work pro bono. Work for yourself. Work pro bono.
I'll
if you worked pro boner, we wouldn't be in this predicament, would we?
I would say this week has been the worst week of my life, as it is every week.
What about when you stepped on that nail when we were 13?
What's that?
When you stepped on that nail when we were 13?
Well,
that was a pretty bad week.
That was a pretty bad week.
Tetanus?
I did get tetanus, and this feels like my heart has gotten tetanus, even though that is what happened. Feels like step on a nail and get tetanus in my heart.
Well, it feels like my heart has gotten Tetris, where all the pieces are coming together. I love you. I love you.
Oh, wow. All right.
Well, you know, I wish you all the best.
But, honey, does this week crack the top 10 of the worst times you've ever seen me cheating on you?
I would say watching you half in my brother and my brother half in you was probably, yeah, cracks the top 10 at least, maybe 7, 8, somewhere definitely in the top 10.
And remind, if this is your first time watching at home, the viewers, what your top 5 are.
Okay, well, I think the one that hurt the most was when you slept with my brother, Tom Pinochet. And then when
number
you
one, caught in the act, sleeping with Tom.
And then when you slept with my other brother, Kevin Pinochet.
Two, sleeping with the Kevster.
Number three, probably.
And Kevin is the one who does these voices for us. Thank you, Kevin.
Yes, I'll see you tonight.
Number three, kind of a sleeper, was when you slept with Ed Trebuchet, one of my other law partners. Not blood related, but consider him closer than my brothers who have slept with my wife.
Number three, slept with a sleeper.
Four would gotta be Katie Pinochet. I didn't think you were even that into women, but
number
I guess
four,
it's
mixing it up.
More of an energy thing and less about sexuality.
Let bygones be bygones.
And then five, I think, would probably be the time where you tricked me into thinking that I was going to sleep with you, and then I ended up sleeping with my sister, Katie Pinochet.
Yikes, bikes.
Did that go over well?
Your stepsister.
Well, yes, now. I don't know why. Why did you choose to do it that way? But
same.
Oh, I could have done that for so much longer.
That's great.
That show, watching that show would be awesome.
I love the host is just the one is like putting her life on display. It's like every week I sleep with someone else and I'm caught in the act. I make sure and call my husband home. JPC, are you ready for your options?
Yeah, what are my options?
Your options are animal trash.
I've never seen JPC look so serious and listen.
He's poker face right now. Animal trash.
Okay.
Cool clown ground.
What states are these from or cities?
Sorry, animal trash was from
Brooklyn.
This one does not say.
Okay.
So animal trash does not say. Cool clown ground, local baby, Chicago, Illinois.
Cool clown ground.
Yep. And then the last one here is Disco Step by Step, Buffalo, New York.
Disco Step by Step. God, I don't know what that is. I hope it's just them watching episodes of Step by Step with like disco music playing. I'm going to go with Animal Trash.
Great.
Great. And so then it doesn't say where this one is from, right?
No, Animal Trash did not have a
city. Okay, gotcha.
Do you want to make one up?
Yes. Animal Trash will be in Bend, Oregon.
Great.
Welcome back to Animal Trash. I'm your host, as always, Curtin Martin. And this is another exciting episode of Animal Trash. Now, as you all know, every week on Animal Trash, we go to one of the dirtiest dumps in the country, trying to find some local trash and turning it into some animal treasure. This week, we are here in Sweetwater, Nebraska. I'm working with Dan Rudnitsky.
That's right, Dan Rudnitsky.
And Dan, you run this dump, correct?
I run this dump. This is handed down. This is a family dump.
This is a dump-me-down.
Is that, what was it?
A dump-me-down?
This is a dump-me-down. Yes, my brother owned it before me, and once he got something better, he did pass it on to me. So it is a dump-me-down.
And Dan, we're going to be going through the dump today, and we're going to be trying to find some trashy animals.
Yes, we're going to be trying to find some trashy animals. I don't think that'll be a problem.
What are the most common types of trash animals that we're going to find in
here in Sweetwater?
Here in Sweetwater.
Okay, well, keep in mind that these are like animals you may know, but since they're trash animals, dumpy animals, that they might have something wrong with them. So we have a lot of depressed ocelots.
You don't tell me how to do my show.
We have a lot of depressed ocelots rifling through the garbage.
Depressed ocelots?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I think we see one now.
Oh.
My name's Susan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nope, that's a human woman. I am so sorry, ma'am. Susan, you work here at the dump?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Susan. I want you to call a trash lady.
Huh.
Ever heard of a trash lady before?
You can tell a trash lady by the fact that she's lost one shoe, she's sitting on some steps and crying, and her friend is trying to console her.
Yep. Yep, that's true. Also, I like to eat garbage. And not just food that's bad for you, real garbage.
I'm sorry, Susan, you eat this garbage?
I eat it.
Why don't you grab that diaper over there and just put your palm flat.
I'm not going to do that.
Put your palm flat.
I'm not going to pick up a diaper from a dump.
All right, if not the diaper, then maybe, look at that
what about this
old carton of milk.
No.
Well, pick up something less gross.
Sounds like I do need to do your show for you.
Okay, hold on. But first of all, my show is about trash animals. This is a human woman. You just asked me to feed her a diaper, and then she asked me to pick up an old thing of milk. How about this? I will pick up.
I'll be an animal later if you indulge this now.
This old Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket full of chicken bones. How about that?
All right, ready?
Touch the bucket. Here you go. Yep.
Can you throw it up in the air and I'll catch it?
Yeah, I guess it's going to get chicken bones all over the place. But here, one, two, three. Nope, she did not. She did not catch it. Oh, you ate those bones right off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I'm a trash lady. I eat garbage.
But why are you a trash lady? What made you the way that you are?
Well, sometimes you accidentally eat some trash and you think, one more bite. One more piece. That won't hurt anyone. And 800 hospital visits later, you still can't stay away.
And describe what you're wearing.
a gorgeous floor-length gown from Christian Siriano. An old coat you were right and the first one
time.
Shoe.
It's a ground.
You were right the first time. That is coffee grounds. You seem to be covered in coffee grounds. And an old shoe.
Yes. Look, and an old shoe.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Life's not easy for me as well. My first name is Curtin.
I thought your last name was Curtin. Curtin Martin.
I wasn't saying it like how you say your name in school, where it's last name first. My name's Curtin Martin. And it's tough being me, and it's tough living my life. But I see you covered in trash, eating chicken bones off the ground, and I think, maybe my life's not so bad.
I'm a high school principal, too.
Be careful. In your previous sentence, you said, I see you. Now, she's been in a hospital 800 times, so she might get defensive.
Okay. You're a high school principal?
Mm-hmm.
Dan, help me out here.
Why did you get fired?
I didn't get fired.
Why did they keep you around?
I'm a principal at a private high school.
Shouldn't you be fired, I think, is where Dan was going?
They say,
I don't think so.
They say those who can't do, teach. They say those who can't teach, coach. They say those who can't coach does whatever Dauber did on coach, assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
And those who can't assistant coach become principal. What do you say to that?
Sorry, I was eating the diaper.
Dave, she went right for that diaper.
You teased it earlier.
Should have just left that diaper out. Well,
there's
again,
an animal over there.
I'm sorry?
There's an animal over there.
Yeah, that's my whole show. Lady, that's my whole show. It's probably one of these trash ocelots that we came here looking for.
Well, let her describe the animal. What do you see?
I see.
What was your name, Trash? Rachel?
Susan. The trash lady.
I thought it was Trash or Rachel.
She eats trash.
You look like a trashy Rachel. I don't know if anyone's ever told
you that.
We're
on a break.
Here comes an animal now. It looks a little bit like a skunk, but a little bit like a rat.
Leave me alone.
Oh, it's my husband.
Leave me alone. I'm just looking. I'm just scourging for food.
Mm.
This is your husband?
This is your show.
This is my dump.
I drink your milkshake. See
you. Sorry, JBC. JBC should get to do another one.
JBC?
Yeah, mine was ruined, so I get to do one more.
You get to do either Cool Clown Ground. This is one from previous.
Yep.
Cool Clown Ground, which is from Chicago. Disco Step by Step from Buffalo, New York. Or Fantasy Bedtime Hour from San Francisco, California.
I want to do Disco Step by Step.
Great.
Hey, cool cats. Welcome back. As always, I'm your host, Stu Mangrave. And welcome back to Disco Step by Step. Now I'm joined by two of my very favorite co-hosts. Go ahead and say hi, Classy Tina.
Scoops, scoops, scoops.
And go ahead and say fine hello, Dirty Joe Knuckleball.
Hey, this is Dirty Joe Knuckleball. Riding the nose slopes, devil's dandruff. Ooh, feeling that groove.
Thank you, Dirty Joe.
And what's your name again?
It doesn't matter. Now, Classy Tina, Dirty Joe, today, as we do every week, we are going to be teaching the fine folks at home some brand new disco dance moves.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Joe, what do you have for us this week?
Today's move that we're going to teach the fine folks at home is called the Stomp Stomp Up Your Head.
Stomp, stomp, up your head.
Mm-hmm.
What stomp, you gonna, stomp, stomp, up your head.
Stomp, stomp, up your head.
Okay.
It's an existing song, but I put a twist
on it. Sure you did. Yeah, we all got there.
Okay, what you're going to want to do is face me at the TV, right? You're going to start to sway back and forth. Boogie, sway back and forth.
Yeah, boogie, ooh, boogie.
Yeah, it's like you're doing, yeah. Now work your legs into it. Put your legs behind the other every time you sway, like you're doing capoeira.
Yeah, put
capoeira.
Your legs behind the other capoeira. Every time you sway.
Oh, sway, sway, yeah. Sway.
As you're swaying, unbutton your shirt. Ooh, feel that breeze.
Nope, you've been warned, Dirty Joe. You've been warned.
Oh, the pants coming off.
Nope.
Pants coming off. Dude, the pants
coming off.
Dirty Joe, stop.
Put your dick in your mouth.
Dirty Joe,
put your dick in your own mouth. Put your dick in your own mouth.
Tina, Classy Tina, be cool now. Dirty Joe, stop it.
Now, to be fair, you expected it from me, not from her.
Yeah, but she's a mimic. She's going to do anything you do, Dirty Joe. You've been warned before. Keep your dick out of your mouth.
But I got a talent.
No, you don't. Nobody wants to see that talent. Classy Tina, I'm so sorry. Classy Tina.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Classy
babe.
Tina. Damn it, Dirty Joe.
It's in my name.
No, it's, right. You stop.
It's in my name.
You shut your mouth.
Oh,
Classy, around my dick. Classy Tina, bring us home.
For the new dance move?
What dance move do you have for us this week?
This week I have a new dance move called Stayin' a Dead.
Stayin' a Dead. All right. All right, Classy Tina, walk us through it.
So you're going to put on a white pantsuit.
Yeah, white pants.
And you're going to real feel your body. You go, stayin' a dead. Stayin' a dead. Arms like this and up and down, but not diagonally, just regular.
Okay.
Horizontally.
Do regular arms.
No, vertically. Vertically, up and down.
Classy Tina. Classy Tina, stop. Stop. Stop.
Take off your pants.
No, no! Dirty Joe, you stop.
By the way I use my walk, you want to take off your pants and put your dick in your mouth.
Classy Tina. Classy Tina. Classy Tina.
What?
You had a whole week to come up with a dance move and you didn't do it. Every week.
Stay in your dead.
Mouth. Stop
stay
it.
In your mouth.
Every week.
Dick in your mouth. Dick in your mouth. What?
I give you two endless second chances to come on the show and do dance. Stop it, Classy
okay.
Tina.
Okay.
You're classier than that.
She's really not.
I've had about enough of you, Dirty Joe. Every week with this.
You didn't hear?
No, you
she
stop.
She slept with her stepbrother.
You stop. Now you watch me do my... You watch me do my dance move, okay? I actually did a dance move this week.
All right, take the lead. Here we go.
Okay. Ooh, slow it down.
We're starting from zero.
Take your right hand, throw it up in the air. Take your left hand, throw it up in the air. Move your middle, swirl your middle. Swirl your middle like a middle swirl. Now take your left hand and your right hand. Push your elbows into your chest. Now flex your fingers. Now push your fingers down and flex your fingers back into your face. Feel your face, push your chest. Lock your knees. Yeah. Don't breathe. Don't breathe and lock your knees. Hold your breath.
Put your head between your legs. Dick in the mouth.
No.
And the dick in the mouth.
You put your dick in your mouth.
Dirty Joe. Tina, stop it. That's an existing
dick in your mouth.
Take us out of here.
Dick in your mouth.
Take us out of here. Cut the show. Turn the cameras off.
There's no cameras. There's no cameras. I've been trying to tell you. Get out of my house.
Tina.
I have not laughed that hard in a very long time. Oh my god.
I laughed so hard my contacts came out.
Oh my god, they did. Holy shit, are you okay?
I'm okay.
What was that show called?
That show was called Disco Step by Step from Buffalo, New York. Oh.
I am so happy we gave JBC a second chance.
These are real shows too.
These are real shows.
This is my new favorite Patreon thing.
If you know these shows, if you're like, that was a show in my hometown or where I grew up, please tweet us a clip of that, maybe.
Adel legit did laugh so hard at his context.
Oh, my God. They're on the table. We'll take a little picture.
Yes, they're on the table. They popped out. What should a hashtag be for sending us some public access?
Public contribution.
There you go. Hashtag public contribution.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag public contribution. Nice.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So here's, I'm going to give myself.
Or public service.
Public service. Probably is a hashtag.
Public cervix.
No.
How about we just do hashtag caught in the act?
Okay, we can figure this out. Let's just do 10 or 15 more minutes on riffing hashtags. We'll find what we like.
I want to see your show.
And that'll be the one that we keep.
So I'll give the options to me. I'll toss in there just because we might be running out here. It was a short list. Fantasy Bedtime Hour from San Francisco. What's the next one here? Jerk Beast Show from Seattle, Washington. And the Kid America Club from Manhattan, New York. So Jerk Beast Show, Kid America Club, or Fantasy Bedtime Hour.
This is tough.
I think I want to do the Kid America Club.
Kid America Club?
Yeah.
Got it.
Hello there, America. My name is Chuck Wendigo, and I am your Kid America. Joining me, as always, is Trisha Bolivia.
I'm your baby sister.
Shut up.
You should. What?
And over here on the hot mic is Richard Ample.
Sorry. The mic's too hot. We're getting feedback every time I come. Every time I come near it.
I think there's a fly by your microphone.
It's a mixing issue.
Sounds like there's a little fly flying right up on your microphone.
That's not what it is. It's the mic's too hot.
Speaking of feedback, my feedback for you is to stop doing a Jay Leno impression.
Just mix it better.
My feedback for you is to stop doing a David Letterman impression.
That's very fair. This is the Kid America Club. We are three kids living in where? America. And we're here to make it great again.
We are in a treehouse to wyan our best.
That is
I'm just going to talk back here because, you know, at this point, I feel like, Trevor, are you even fixing it? Are you even trying to fix it? Don't shrug. The mic's too hot.
Trevor is our dog that we put in a baseball shirt.
He is adorable.
We love Trevor.
Not a baseball jersey. One of those shirts.
We can't afford a jersey.
Baseball tee. So let's talk about the problems in America. These are typically stories or topics ripped from the headlines, meaning we took Dad's newspaper and we cut out the front page. Mm-hmm. Now, first up, let's talk. I forgot the name that
you gave it to me.
I know.
Richard Ample. The only thing I glommed onto was my mic's very hot.
Now, Richard Ample, give us, you've seen Joe Biden making the rounds. Mm-hmm. What is your take? And on a hot mic, it'll be a hot take. What's your hot take on Joe Biden?
Well, you know, Joe Biden said that he didn't get an endorsement from Barack Obama because he asked him not to, which is just like, wow, man. Very cool, Joe Biden. The guy that you've been like fucking picture fucking for like 10 years now, and you asked him not to give you an endorsement. Good luck, Joe.
Good luck. He has been picture fucking him for 10 years. We're going to take a brief.
This Joe Biden, guys.
We're going to take a brief.
Trevor, how is it still fucked up?
We're gonna take up
that baseball tee.
We're gonna take a brief break to talk about our recommendations for school lunch. Mm-hmm. I say that if the chicken breast with mayonnaise is on the list, pick that. Also, Star Crunch is the best Little Debbie snack.
I'd say just get some Cape Cod potato chips and some pudding from your mom.
Salisbury steak, more like shitberry your pants.
And now let's dig back into it. Tell us your thoughts on Elizabeth Warren and her campaign that she's been running thus far.
Okay, great question. My take on Elizabeth Warren is, why are we talking about her when my teeth are falling out of my mouth?
Tooth fairy, real or no?
Tooth fairy? Well, if she's real, she's real cheap. Because I've been getting 75 cents per tooth. I'm going through trauma here, Tooth Fairy. The very least you could do is give me $15 for the trauma.
And it sounds like you need that money to help pay off future college debt.
Yeah, now, and also go to therapy for losing my teeth. They're falling out with blood. With blood from my mouth, they're falling out. I can't think about Elizabeth Warren when the teeth are falling with blood.
Okay.
But I think she's a great candidate. And I think she's done a lot of good for Massachusetts.
Yes, yes, very good.
Good luck getting the African-American vote from Joe Biden. Real people's champion, this one. Yeah. How is he still pulling? Someone explain that to me. I mean, Trevor! Fix it! I know you're a dog, but fix it!
Trevor's licking his butt!
Okay, whenever Trevor licks his butt, that's a signal that we are done with our time.
Wait, we want to know your hot take on politics.
Okay, my hot take is that Bernie Sanders was a great candidate 4 years ago, 3 years ago, but we didn't take him. That's it.
That's insightful. I mean, yeah. What are you going to do with that?
But also, when Bernie Sanders wasn't picked,
all that support should have gone to Hillary Clinton.
Okay, come on.
Then we wouldn't be in this fucking mess. We wouldn't be in this fucking shit show that we're in now, this carnival that we call America.
Trump is making the teeth fall out.
Bye. Trevor, stop licking your butthole. Oh,
I like that I said make America great again, then we shit on Trump. Aaron, I think you're up again. Mm. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So your options are going to be live from the artist's den. This is from Garden City, New York. The Lone Shark, but Lone is spelled L-O-N-E.
Oh, my God.
From Bridgeport, Connecticut. Or the Mr. Science Show from Melbourne, Florida.
Melbourne, Florida.
Where? Melbourne, Mr. Florida. Science Melbourne.
Lone Shark. What was the first one?
Live from the Artist's Den, the Lone Shark, and the Mr. Science Show.
I'm going to do Live from the Artist's Den.
Great. Oh, okay.
Hi, welcome back. My name is Crystal Ruby. welcome back to Live from the Artist's Den. I'm here with my two best soulmates. Introduce yourselves.
My name is Peter Tigers.
And my name is Velcro Johnson.
Amazing. Okay, so as you remember, Live from the Artist Inn, we are three different kinds of artists. One of us is a sculptor, one of us is a painter, and one of us is...
An assassin.
And we don't tell you who. We never tell you who.
And we never tell you
which one. But the point of the show is the three of us try our best to recreate SNL's most famous sketches.
Yes, and this week for our Halloween episode, we're going to try to recreate the David S. Pumpkin sketch.
Great
amazing
sketch.
Amazing sketch.
Amazing. Do you want to kick us off?
Yes, kick us off with the David S. Pumpkin.
Sure. Can you hit floor number 17, please?
Of course, I'd love to hit floor 17. Just so you know, this elevator will traverse the floors, and every time the doors open, there will be something frightful popping out.
Well, yes, it's a haunted elevator, and that sounds like a very good ride to
me. Here are the first doors. It'll be something fairly innocuous.
I'm Tom Hanks. Any inquiries?
Okay. Now, that's very scary. Let's go to another floor.
Okay. Here we go.
Me, Tom Hanks. What do you want to know?
Oh, boy. That's very scary.
And we're also here.
Any questions?
Okay, let's go to the next floor.
Floor, yes.
Oh, it's Leslie Jones, and we go to the next floor.
Great. One more floor.
I'm David S. Hanks, Pumpkins, and they're here too, and they're also a part of it. Any questions?
Blam, blam, blam. I'm sorry.
Oh, your gun went off
again. Sorry.
But it made a beautiful sculpture.
Right through the clay. Beautiful.
Yes.
And of course, that's how you sculpt, is you shoot clay.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's how I sculpt.
And of course, I use my gun as a brush.
Yes, Velcro uses
and one
his
of us
gun as a
kills
brush.
People.
And it is your choice what sketch we do next.
The sketch that I would like to see best is this is a sketch made popular by a young American man who would work at an office 9 to 5, and his desk happened to be by the copier.
Right by the copy machine.
Right by the copier. Mm-hmm. So every time someone came by his desk, he would try to engage them in conversation. But they would not be having it.
Sure.
I'd like you to play the copy mermaid.
Oh, good.
And everyone... No, I'll play it. I'll play the copy.
Please do. Yeah, sure.
And everyone will come by the machine. Hmm.
This week's hottest office is this office. It has everything. Copiers.
Stefan.
Other stuff.
Stefanorama. Doing update. Stefan.
Making jokes.
Stefan. Oscillating fan.
Yep, and I'm making a copy.
Yeah, making a copy. Copycat. Meow, meow.
And that's my part done.
I'm just here to make a quick copy before I have to go back to my damn van down by the river.
Van, Vanorama.
Yeah, my name's Matt Foley, and I'm a motivational speaker.
Foley artists, crash, bang, bang.
And I'm so fat, fatter than this table for sure. Smash.
Smash, smash mouth, all-star. Star-o-rama.
And that my part is done.
Now that we've done the sketches, people, we're going to read some emails that we've gotten about people guessing what each of us are.
Mm-hmm. Great. I'll read the first email. Okay. This says, Dear the Artist Lounge.
Den. This must be, that's for the next door, the Artist Lounge next door.
Okay. here's one. This says, Dear hosts of the Artist's Den. What the fuck is going on? You say you're going to recreate SNL sketches, but you are putting... Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hey, it's Jeff from across the street. Have you guys been getting our mail?
You painted him. Scene.
Oh, boy.
Well, that was fun.
I love the idea of SNL at some point running so dry that they're just like, let's just use all the characters in one scene. Let's have Matt Foley and Stefan come into
classic characters from different eras and blend them into one scene.
Japes, here are your options.
Okay. Man, there were some ones that I really liked from earlier on.
Pancake Mountain, Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Quiz Kids from San Francisco. We also have... The Show with No Name from Austin, Texas.
It's going to be Pancake Mountain.
Okay, well, can I toss in one to lure you away?
You can try.
Squirt TV, Manhattan, New York.
Oh, Squirt TV.
But that's off the table. We're going to do
Pancake Mountain.
Bonus points if you can incorporate squirt.
Well, kids, welcome back to Pancake Mountain. It's me, your old friend, Squirty Magoo.
Money.
And I'm joined, as always, by my Pancake Mountaineer and friends. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Scribbles McGee.
And my name is Dr. Galoshes.
So, Doc Squibbles and Squirt are up here on Pancake Mountain, and we are having a hell of a time.
And a hell of a feast of pancakes.
Of course, we're kidding. Pancake Mountain is named that way because of the shape of its
peak. The top is so flat.
We've been up here for 16 days now. No food, no water, just this television camera. And we're going absolutely fucking insane.
I thought for a while there were maple syrup in the trees. So I tapped those trees and I drank away. Turns out they were not trees at all.
Now, Doc, you're no actual Doc, but how many times do you think that we can drink our own urine before it eventually kills us?
Well, I'll say that 16 days with no water is way too long.
Well, we've been drinking urine.
And according to my calculations, we died 12 days ago.
Well, skiddly-dee and hopsy-topsy. That's a long time ago. That's a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm, I think we're dead and we're in hell.
Well, that could be the case. They say that hell is other people, and I'm not convinced that either one of you two are real.
Yeah, and that's probably why I thought I was tapping a tree for maple syrup, and it turns out it was that hiker and his son.
And we got the maple syrup out of them, all right. We drank them dry like vampire folk from the ancient times.
I drank their thoughts.
They clearly had gone to IHOP that day. Skiddly-dee and hopty-topsy.
That boy was full of hash browns, and I smothered him and covered him.
Partially digested. Dr. Galoshes recommends two more kids.
Well, we'd love to get some more kids up here on top of this mountain, but we simply don't know if they get here. Now, also, I'd like to point out, we've been trapped up here, but if a hiker and their son made the way up here, we probably could have gotten down at some point.
Oh, Squirt, you're full of good ideas.
Well, I'm full bowl of something. Bullshit.
And my pee.
And your, that's right.
And a hash brown.
We've been drinking each other's pee because only your own pee is toxic. But if you drink a friend's pee, it's A-okay.
Well, there is a it is a shame because at some point we were about to drink each other's pee and from out of nowhere an eagle dropped a jellyfish onto my face. It stung me quite viciously.
So we shit on his face and then he drank our pee.
That reminds me of a sign I've got hanging above my toilet back at home. Shit on my face, drink my pee. Pancake Mountain, I'm insane.
Pancake Mountain, I'm insane. Pancake, I think that's the line of the episode.
I'm insane.
Pretty great.
Pancake Mountain, fuck that.
Here we go. I believe it's my turn again. My options are going to be Stairway to Stardom from Staten Island, Static Television from New Orleans, and Talkin' Funny from Chicago. I assume Talkin' Funny is maybe about comedians.
It's got to be about comedians, right?
I think Stairway to Stardom is hitting my antenna. So
you're allowed to do any of the other ones we've mentioned and haven't done.
Yes. That's fair. I think I'm going to do Stairway to Stardom.
Stairway to Stardom.
Welcome back to Stairway to Stardom. My name is Mitch Clovisline, and I am your host. Of course, every week on Stairway to Stardom, we have two people who are trying to get famous, trying to get some traction, some momentum going in their career, and they will tell us what they're going to do to try and gain stardom. So on chair number one, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself right over here.
Hi, I'm Katie Coins, mm-hmm. and the way I plan on getting famous is I'm going to start publicly proposing to people a few times a week.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much, Katie. Who do we have over here at chair number two?
My name is Amy Klobuchar, and I am a senator from, I don't know, Minnesota or something.
Oh, I just saw you on a discussed on a TV show that is a bunch of kids in their treehouse talking about which political candidates.
Yeah,
I was. They'd say my name. Yeah. I was discussed.
Mm-hmm. And you are not a senator from Minnesota.
Oh no!
Yeah, it turns out
I'm not.
But they ripped you a new asshole.
Oh, okay. Well, just it's good to be mentioned. Just trying to get my name
Montana
recognition. I'm sorry.
You're a senator from Montana.
Amy.
Okay.
Bless your heart, though.
So, Katie and Amy, it looks like you both are pretty hungry for stardom.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about what drives you to be famous, why you want to get in the limelight, spotlight, as it were?
You know how life is an empty void, and it's boring and not a parade?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could fill that void with something. I don't think money will work, but I could try, and it's certainly not love. So I'm going to try this.
Okay, great. Amy?
Well, you know, I'm just a no-nonsense Democrat, and I consider liberalism to be nonsense. Mm. So I'm a no-liberalism Democrat. I don't believe in anything progressive. I'm a, I guess you would call me a blue dog. I'm basically a fucking Republican. I'm from Montana or Minnesota or Iowa or one of those fucked up places.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to be president so I can be president.
Great.
Don't really have a good reason for doing so. Shouldn't still be in the race.
Okay, and of course, our listeners have access to a poll where they can make or break your career in terms of stardom.
Okay.
Right now, there's no movement on the poll, so this is the time of the show where we introduce some challenges.
No movement on the poll sounds like Santa Claus giving a blowjob.
No movement on the poll sounds like me when I tried to be a stripper for a week.
No movement on the poll sounds like my vacation to Krakow.
Okay. Still no movement. And so this will be when we introduce some ways for you to gain stardom. Now,
okay.
If you complete these tasks or in the way you complete them, our listeners and watchers might give you a boost. They might follow you on Twitter.
Oh.
They might put your name out there. They might help make you famous.
Perfect.
So the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to take off the lid of this dish. This is a snake filled with sour cream, and I want you two to eat it.
You want us to Lady the Tramp that thing, or do you want us to...
You decide.
We decide?
Well, first, I'm going to give it a makeover. Give it a little hat.
Give it a snake
over. Sequence vest. Give it a little hat. Sequence vest. Now makeup.
Mm.
Put a wig on it. It's a bob. Now makeup. More Ooh. Makeup.
Katie has two upvotes.
And take the snake. I'll take the mouth end. You take...
the other end, and bite, bite, bite. Amy, bite, bite,
okay,
bite.
Okay, you just lost two votes, so like, it looks like people are commenting. They want to see you both take the tail end.
Isn't this the way that it always is? The Democrat in the race takes the tail end of the sour cream snake. Isn't it time that Washington eats the snake? I may be Klobuchar. Vote for me. That's Klobuchar. KLOUBHCHCAER.
And you're still in the race.
Couldn't possibly be.
See. We have time for one more. We're going to do one more quick one. Has anybody heard one that they want to do that has been listed before?
Yes, there was one.
There's Alternative Views, The Average Guy's TV Show. We also had Cool Clown Ground.
No.
We had Fantasy Bedtime Hour.
That's the one I wanted to do.
Great.
Go ahead.
Would you want to do it?
We'll do this show again and keep this list.
So we're going to end with Fantasy Bedtime Hour. Japes, take us away.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Fantasy Bedtime Hour, the show for single parents trying to put their unruly boys to sleep. My name is Vanston Chixtabar, and I've got six unruly boys and one deceased wife. As always, I'll be introducing our co-panelists.
I'm Krat Daggett, and I have one unruly boy. I also have three daughters, but I can't give them any attention because I'm too busy trying to put to sleep this unruly boy.
My name is Kelly Keys. And I have one unruly boy.
That's it?
My husband. It's hard to get him to fall asleep. We've tried melatonin. We've tried warm milk. We've tried me rubbing his belly. Nothing quite does it.
But as you know, we're always in search of that thing that's going to set us over the line and really help our unruly boys go to sleep. So this week we have a, as always, we have a submission of a story written by one of you, loyal viewers. This story is called The Camel... Oh, boy. This one got through? Okay, well, we'll try it out. You never know. It might put these unruly boys to sleep. This
one
is called...
The person who opened your mail is a dog wearing a baseball jersey.
Yes, thank you.
Baseball tee.
This one is called The Camel Who Smoked Too Much Meth.
Does it rhyme? Sounds like it might.
It looks like it does. And as always, we'll be reading the story line by line. Joey the Camel was an outcast of sorts.
He had on a jacket and Bermuda shorts.
But Joey the Camel did not want to sleep.
For Joey the Camel stayed up all night to weep.
He'd flop and he'd flounder, he'd walk through the town.
He walked through the town with a frown upside down.
A smile, some would call it. Because he had a secret.
Ooh. And it looks like somebody spilled coffee on the story from here.
Oh, I see meth a bunch at the bottom. Meth, meth, meth. Oh, this person was doing meth when they wrote this.
Yeah, it looks like this person who wrote it was doing coffee and meth and the rest of this.
Wait, I can see one word through the coffee. It looks like they rhymed secret with tight fit. I'm glad we didn't get...
Glad we didn't get to the rest of that.
I'm glad we got to the frown upside down. So a smile, some might call
real
it.
Real quickly, it looks like the camel was happy because he was always on meth. Looks like he beat up a bank teller.
I'll say it. I'll try meth tonight. Not me. I'll have my husband try it because he's one unruly boy.
Unruly boy. Well, my boys won't do meth, but I might as well smoke a little myself and then try to shotgun it into their faces while they sleep.
Yeah. And I'm going to try and feed my my one unruly boy. I might try and feed him a lot of carbs, a lot of heavy food, maybe some turkey, and then waterboard him and make sure he goes straight to bed.
Straight to bed.
Oh, we got another letter here.
Okay.
Looks like this one, again, is some sort of random short story.
Oh, boy.
Maybe to help lure your young unruly boy to bed. Looks like this is called The Star in the Night Sky That Wouldn't Go Out. Up in the night sky, far into space.
Oh, this one rhymes and we're doing it line by line?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up in the night sky, far into space.
And it's coffee. It's all coffee from
here. A star.
Oh, you can read through it?
I can read through it. I'm sorry. I'm accustomed to reading through coffee because I have unruly boys that keep me up. Go ahead and give me that line again.
Up in the night sky, far into space.
A starlight would twinkle like the moon had a face.
This star was stubborn. Oh, yes, it was.
It would give a little glimmer, a sound like a buzz.
Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. This star had a secret.
And then it's just coffee from here.
Here's a fresh page. You're clean as a whistle. Nothing wrong with this page. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. The secret was.
Oh, Chopra, comma, Deepak.
We did it.
See. Oh, boy. Well, thank you all so much for listening to our public access TV shows.
Yeah. I will say this is definitely in my top three favorite episodes we've ever, ever, ever done.
Ooh la la. Well, maybe we'll revisit it and get a brand new list. I'm sure there's thousands of public access, but I just pulled up a list. I think maybe I typed in public access weird names or something. So yeah, maybe we'll do this.
So
again.
Don't try to Google it yourself.
Don't try to Google it.
On giving. I feel like we could do 100 of these and that's not fun.
And again, if you know these shows and you want to send us a clip, please do that with hashtag
public access.
We got to do a whole show that's just us being able to come up with hashtags.
But
I honestly would like you to, if you have ones that you grew up with, tweet at the show and let us know what public access shows you grew up with. And if you do, go ahead and hashtag it.
I can't do this. Neptune!
Hashtag I can't do this. I really hope people hashtag it. I can't do this.
Wrong theme again. I mean, they are really similar, dude. That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.